Novos.
Right across Newcastle, you're waking up with the Novos. The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's fine.
Hey, everybody.
Turn it up when you wake up. This is the Novos. The mics are on now.
Oh, she's a wet one today. Hey, guys, how are we?
Morning.
Doing good.
So miserable,
kind of morning.
I know. Get this right. 15 degrees, the top right across the Hunter today. It's not getting any warmer or cooler.
Chilly. Now, remember about, I think it was about a week ago, Meg, you were telling us how you just had your little moment in the car.
Yeah.
Like you just chilled out in front of your house.
Yeah.
I witnessed someone else do it. I think more people are doing this than we think in lockdown.
Oh, it's not just me.
Yeah, so
I feel so much better.
I had to drop off some packages at the post office and I walked past this house and this guy, like a tradie, obviously had finished work and he was just sitting in his car just in front of his house. Like this is about really close to 5 o'clock in the afternoon and he was just having his own moment. I drop off the packages, do all that, come back, he's still there.
It's really sad when the car becomes the place where you relax.
Well, obviously, you know, normally he might go for a beer after work with the boys or whatever and just can't.
The car has become like the place where you rest, where you nap, where you drink,
where you hide away.
Pretty much.
Crazy.
Totally.
Have you done it yet, Creepo?
Well, you know what? Seeing that, I was inspired. I thought maybe that is a good idea.
How are you guys going at home with your significant others?
Well, yeah.
Still okay?
Still okay, but it's early days, you know? So, look, luckily we've got the extra room. So, Emmy's like, shuts the door when I get home. I'm like, telly on.
Look,
here
I've
we
got
go.
I've got the car.
We've actually got some unconfirmed reports that lockdown might be extended for a week or two. Not confirmed yet, but it's looking highly likely. I think the Deputy Premier was doing his regional update and maybe let something slip. So, man, we'll see how we go. Two cases yesterday. It's going up and down, isn't it?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, we had one on Saturday or something like that, and then it
jumped
up again. Seven.
People are filthy with the Costco.
Oh,
hey.
This
is crazy.
Many upset people.
A few nasty comments online.
We know a guy that used to work here, DJ Mike.
Yeah.
He's currently in isolation because his wife and he went there, got the Costco hat on opening day. Big price to pay for some merch. Costco
for a little hat. Big price, little hat.
Hey guys, our Lads versus Lasses is up next, Meg.
Yeah, we've got an awesome prize today if you want to score one. 131009, we need one guy, one gal. Craft beer and barbecue meat packs from Chops and Hops. Each pack contains 8 craft beers, 6 Wagyu patties, a kilo of lamb and cheese and chives sausages.
There's a lot in that sausage, mate.
There is. A kilo of lamb loin chops and 4 200 gram beef rumps.
Nice
so,
one.
Hit us up 131009.
The scoreboard at the moment, Lads, still ahead by 4 points. 60 gold stars to 56 for the Lasses. If you want to play 131009, we'll do it after Jason Derulo, 6 past 6. Good morning. That's a wet one right across the Hunter today. This is New FM with the Novos, 9 past 6. It's time for Lads versus Lasses.
New FM and the Novos. Lads versus Lasses.
Yes, ultimate battle of the sexes. Currently the guy's sitting on 60, the gal's sitting on 56. All you got to do is get the most questions right and you could score yourself a craft beer and barbecue meat pack from Chops and Hops. Who are we going to this
I think
morning?
This is the most popular prize we've ever given away on the show. Like cruises, holidays, cruises.
Nothing.
Nothing compared.
Dozens of people trying to get this. So
when we all heard about this prize, we all said, yeah, I want one of those.
Yeah, 100%.
It does have that vibe to it. Let's start off with Carl. How are you this morning?
Yeah, good, mate. Just on my way to work.
Nice one, man. So you're driving trucks out at Bayswater Power Station today. Are you doing deliveries or what are you doing out there?
We just do a bit of drain cleaning and stuff like that.
Oh, so it's like a big pumping truck, is it?
Yeah, a vac truck.
Oh, nice one. That's cool. A vac truck. I think you're our first vac truck driver on the show. I like this. All right, let's get into your questions. Number one for you. What is the name of Rihanna's beauty brand?
I don't know. I'll have a guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't even know, I guess.
Okay, it's not that. It's Fenty. All right, number two. What is the alcoholic component in a typical mojito cocktail?
Vodka?
Good guess. Wrong, though. It's rum is what we're after. All right, number three. True or false, Dolly Parton is the godmother of Miley Cyrus?
False.
Incorrect.
Clean sweep of wrong answers.
Look, sorry. Hey, hold on the line, though. Sometimes it's an all wrong answer clean sweep for everyone, and we go to a coin toss, so you could still win.
All right, let's meet our last. She needs 1 point to walk away with the win today. Her name is Cindy. She's a lads versus lasses veteran, guys, and she has a new job, so this is the last time she's going to play today. Hey, Cindy.
Hey, guys, how's
it
going?
Hey, we're going doing well. Good. Sad to see you go, Cindy. Tell us about your new job.
Yeah, I've swapped for the moment from delivering the local paper. I'm going out to Beta Chicken now for a little bit, so we'll see how that goes.
Oh, good luck.
Steggles. Good stuff. Yeah. Well, congrats on the new job.
Well done.
Let's crack on with your questions. You need one right, of course. Question number one. Why is there rubber under the head of a metal roofing screw?
To stop it from rusting on the...
No. It forms a seal and keeps the water out. Question number two, which is multiple choice. How many pins are on a New South Wales trailer electrics hookup plug? Is it A7, B12 or C32?
Seven.
Yeah, win.
That is correct.
Going out with a bang. Congratulations.
And another point for the lasses as well, more importantly.
Climbing back up there. I love it.
Cindy, don't forget, of course, you can listen on the podcast if you're on a different shift.
Yeah, so don't leave us all together.
Don't leave the show. Just leave listening live if you've got to do the morning shift. Guys, up next, a bit of a, I'm going to call this a cultural icon. It was a major, I guess you'd call it a meme video from about 2015. And it was this guy who was just on the phone to somebody and in a funny way said, These nuts. This guy, I don't know if you remember him, but he's been used to troll the Taliban.
These nuts.
And it's all happened, it's all unfolded on Twitter. We'll get into it in just a minute.
All right, 6:13 and New FM, good morning.
The Novos, when you wake up on New FM.
Jimmy Barnes, welcome to Tuesday at New FM 6:21. It's 15 degrees on the coast right now.
So, guys, not many good stories coming out of the whole Afghanistan situation. It's pretty grim over there.
Yeah.
But I have to draw your attention to essentially an internet prank that has been played on the Taliban. So this is entertainment,
I'm down
right?
for that. Yeah. 100%. I'm down for that.
So there's, since 2015...
Could I just say a new area of, pranks that has totally been unexplored up until this point?
Well, absolutely. Well, the Taliban up until now really been pretty quiet online. They haven't really done a lot of, I guess, social media stuff, but they're trying to create this new image, right? Mm. Obviously what they're doing of a more moderate Taliban, of which, of course, no one I know is buying, right?
No.
Just a whole bunch of BS, right? So back in 2015, there was this video that came out of this guy on the phone, and he, basically lures the caller in and then pulls out this saying, "D's nuts," right?
D's nuts.
Now, this has become its own, internet prank where you ask somebody a question and then reply, and then when they take the bait and say, "What are you talking about?" you bang out and say, "D's nuts." This was huge in 2015, so much so that Bombs Away turned it into a hit single.
Do you want to hear it?
Yeah, let's hear some. Right, it became a whole thing. It was huge in about 2015, 2016. But since then, that internet prank of asking somebody a question and then slipping that in as the answer.
Forgotten.
Well, it has been to a large extent, but it's been boiling under the surface and still rolled out occasionally. So essentially what's happened is The Taliban has now recently joined Twitter, right? And there's the whole bunch of these characters who are, like, trying to create this, I guess, normal image on Twitter.
So they're trying to be, like, Taliban influencers.
That's right.
To a degree.
That's right. Of course, okay. No one on the internet is buying this.
No.
And are jumping at any opportunity to try and prank them. There's this one, like, I'm calling it Taliban influencer called Malang, right? And this guy, he's on Twitter, he's gaining quite a following, but of course people had to jump in, and that he's doing like Q&A, like questions,
yeah,
and answers, right? So this other Twitter user says to him, Assalamualaikum, what will happen to DN under the Taliban rule? Of course.
The bait has plopped into the water.
That's right. He's throwing the line out and in it goes. He takes the bait and says, what do you mean by DN? And then the guy replies with this.
These nuts.
Of course, like, Twitter goes into meltdown. Like, I think it got close to 50,000 retweets at one point.
Oh,
obviously,
brilliant.
The Taliban, like, communications department or whatever has melted down, and this guy's tweet's been deleted, the whole situation, they're trying to go into damage control. But, of course, screenshots exist, so
yep.
This is all over the internet.
Can you picture the moment when they realised what's
that happened?
Meant?
Like, they've Googled it
what
and gone... Oh, no! What's going on? And meanwhile, the Bombs Away song plays.
Oh, I love that. Guys, checking in with the newsroom next. Jess is on the way. Plus, birthday lotto before 8 o'clock with $800 today.
The Novos now.
Newcastle's 105.3 New FM.
You did it.
The Novos.
Right across Newcastle, you're waking up with the Novos. When you wake up.
Guys, I've got an ad to read you from Gumtree, right? It's somebody that's wanting to rent out a home office to, like, an office worker, which more and more people are doing, you know, working in shared spaces and finding their own space to run their own race, essentially. Because not everybody wants to work at home.
That's right. They want to sometimes get out of the house but can't go into the office.
Yeah. Absolutely. Now, I want to read this. Tell me if you think there's anything wrong with this. Sounds quite pleasant, I think. Small and compact office space, ideal for solo working. Located on the first floor of an apartment building, the space has its own private entrance. Included is fibre broadband connection, two desks, a mini fridge, toilet and sink, underfloor heating, lamps, mains supply and a kettle. It's a nice quiet spot and was recently converted $100 a week. Sounds quite reasonable.
That's a bargain.
To me.
Is this one of these too good to be true?
Well. It was converted from a toilet. And when I say converted from a toilet, the toilet's still in there and looks like a bathroom. What I'm saying is they've put a desk in there, a kettle, and they've called it an office. Now, it's no more than, like, maybe 1.4 metres wide and 3 metres long.
Brings
this thing is a toilet. It's so small, right, that you can't even push the chair out from the tiny little desk they've provided. Because it hits the wall.
I'm confused. You said private entrance. How did they put a private entrance?
Well, that I can't explain. I'm guessing
confused.
It was maybe it's an outdoor toilet.
Oh, yes.
You know how you get those sometimes?
Yeah. Oh, God.
See, sometimes I'll say to Emmy, I'm just going to do some business in the second office. And this brings a whole new meaning to it. Austin set up a desk in there.
Now, a fairly reasonable office space for rent turns into, man, this guy's trying to flog his toilet and make money off it. His second toilet.
Look, I was nearly sold on the underfloor heating.
I know. They really sold it well. What we thought we'd do this morning, 131009, your big rent, tiny room stories. I know it happens to uni students.
Yep.
When I've moved around the country for radio... Man, I've taken some pretty horror story rooms.
Oh, my God.
Like, teeny tiny. The smaller, the better.
It's rare that you say that.
It's not usually something I'd say, but we'll take your calls after Dean Lewis, Meg's Man, right now, falling up at New FM at 6:35. Good morning. Hey, it's a wet old Tuesday today, raining all day, tops of 15 degrees in the valley, guys. And 131009, we're asking you for your big rent, tiny room stories this morning. Yeah, that's after this home office, I say very loosely, has been offered for rent on Gumtree. Convincing, very convincing ad for $100 a week. It's actually in a toilet, though. So here's some guy just trying to make some extra bucks by renting out his second outhouse that he clearly doesn't use. I love the little, in the picture, right, there's like this tiny little shelf, maybe about like 30 centimetres by 30 centimetres with like a cheap Kmart kettle on there. You know those white ones that you like put down on the dock? Crazy.
It's not even a big bathroom. It's like, you know when houses in the 70s, they used to have just a toilet? Like a very narrow room that just had a toilet in it.
Yeah, it was unnecessarily long, but not very wide.
Exactly. That's what it is. It's one of those. You can imagine that.
13 to 09, taking your calls right now.
Let's go to Deb. How are you doing this morning?
Doing good. How are you guys?
Really good. So we're talking big rent, tiny room. What was your story?
Well, many years ago, in 92, 93, I lived in Hong Kong, and it was a 52nd floor apartment. It was so small. The rent was like probably $500 Australian back then.
Jeez.
Crazy. I could only imagine what it would be like now. Overseas, I've looked up some things, and they've got like micro apartments, coffin homes, mosquito units. And yeah, they're crazy.
So what did you get for your $500 a week?
Oh, camping kitchen. Couple of small bedrooms. lounge room and an elevator that worked.
At least the elevator worked.
I mean, you count your blessings. Did you go to some places where the elevator didn't work?
I didn't, but when you lived there, you could really, it was like a concrete jungle. You could go from probably Wan Chai into like central through the apartment.
Yeah.
You could. So if yours wasn't working, a lot of them sort of connected with the next door one, and you could use theirs.
I don't think I'd be into that, just quietly.
No. Any place that has a camp kitchen doesn't
sound... $500 a week.
Hey, Deb, what was the like bathroom situation like?
I'm just trying to remember. It was only very, very small.
So tiny you can't even remember it.
Yeah.
Wow. Thanks for your call, Deb. That's small. I couldn't do it.
There was a place I lived at the Hill. This was about 10 years ago. And the kitchen was so small that the fridge had to go in the lounge room because the fridge didn't fit. And then my bedroom, I had a single mattress, not a bed frame, but a mattress, and a tiny, tiny bedside table. And that was it. That's all you could fit in the room.
Jeez.
And that was, like, it was a two-bedroom, but it was still $350 a week.
Oh.
Expensive.
Yeah.
Too much.
Yeah.
You know, when I moved to the snow, so I lived at Jindabyne for 6 months, so I ended up at one point sleeping in somebody's laundry on a blow-up mattress. Accommodation's really hard to get. Like, that's all I could get.
Yeah. A laundry.
That's when I thought, maybe I shouldn't live here anymore.
That's terrible. My smallest one was at uni, and it was a single bed, once again, pushed up against the wall, and then you had this, like, 30 to 40 centimetre gap, and then there was the desk. The chair only just fit, like, the wheels of the chair. That was the full width of the room in between the desk and the bed.
How was it bringing a lady home to a room like that?
Good question.
Look, a lot of people had small rooms, so, you know. It was
there was
just,
no judgment?
There was just an understanding that that's the room you had. Like,
you do feel pretty shit.
You do.
Really?
So
tiny.
So embarrassing.
Weirdly, though, that room had a sink. Like, of all the things to fit in the room, you decide to sink?
I always think if there's a toilet or a sink in the same room that you sleep, big issues.
Yeah.
It's very, very popular in England. Why does everyone in England want a sink in their room? I don't get it.
I love that. What's my age again? Up next.
That's right. This is a very competitive game around the team where we try and see who's the best at guessing your age. 13-10-09, we need a couple of contestants. Now, looking around the team, Meg, you're on 21. Maddie, absolutely slaying at the moment on 24. And I'm all the way back down the road on 17.
I've got a question ready to go for it.
Yeah.
When's the last time you brought someone home to a single bed?
That is a great question. 13-10-09, we need a couple of players to play What's My Age Again. We'll try and figure out your age based on your voice alone.
All right, 6:43 and New FM. Good morning.
This is The Novos.
New FM.
Bruno Mars on 105.3 New FM, 6:51. Wet one today. Possible thunderstorms later this morning. It's 15 degrees at Nelson Bay. Right now, guys.
New FM.
The Novos.
The Novos. What's my age again?
Yeah, this is our very competitive game around the team. We're always trying to see who's the best at guessing people's ages. We think we're pretty good at it because we talk to a lot of people on air all the time. But obviously the competition is tough. This runs all year. Meg, you're on 21 at the moment. Maddie on 24. I'm sitting behind on 17. I've got to get some points back.
You did really well last year. Yeah. I don't know what's happened this year.
I don't know either.
The mojo's off.
This is not a game of skill, let me tell you.
Oh, it is. If you don't think it's skill, you're the amateur, my friend. All right, let's meet our first contestant.
All right, let's go to Craig. Hello, Craig. How are you today?
There you go, mate. Good.
Yeah, good stuff, man. Okay, kicking off with question number one for you, Craig. Are you renting or do you own your own home?
I only rent.
Renting, okay.
Renting, okay.
Question two.
All right, what is your favourite cheese?
Favourite what?
Cheese.
Cheese?
Yeah.
Bigger tasty.
Camembert.
Camembert.
Fancy. Yeah,
very fancy indeed.
Very nice. Okay.
Nothing better than some Camembert. All right, I'm going to say, I think you are 36.
Yeah, I think you are 32.
I'll tell you the truth. Your 32. Guess is mine.
I'm going to go 27.
What's your actual age, Craig?
Well, I'll have to just give you that 1983.
Mate, do you really not know how old you are?
I mean, I don't celebrate the aging process.
So yeah, 1983, that means you are 38.
Oh, yeah? 38, that old.
Oh, I get the point.
Excellent.
Very good. Thanks, Craig.
Well done.
38. Remember that. Okay. Write it down somewhere.
You should. You got to know your own age, right?
Tina, good morning. How are you?
Not too bad. Good morning to you.
Yeah. Hello. What's going on for you Tuesday morning, babe?
I'm working.
Oh, what do you do for work?
I drive for
Diggers
Maitland Taxi.
Oh, nice. Many passengers this morning?
Sorry?
Many passengers this morning?
Yeah,
yeah.
A bit busy.
Oh, nice and busy.
It's good. Just making money.
Sounds like it's absolutely pouring down there, Tina. Here we go.
It is.
All right, question number one, Meg.
All right, so what is the last thing you watched on TV?
The paramedic.
Okay.
Okay, right. Question number two. What design is on your Duna cover?
Butterfly.
Butterfly. Okay. Okay, I've got this. You are 57, Tina.
All right, Meg, your turn.
I'm going to go 46.
I think you are 48.
Oh, you and Meg are so close. 47.
Oh!
That's one for Meg.
Yes,
closest without
point.
Going over.
Get
that on the board.
Apologies for that one, Tina. Really, really went a little bit too far then, 57.
In the bin with Maddie.
Yeah, exactly right.
Thanks I love for that, playing. Guys. All right, let's update that scoreboard. Meg, you're now on 22 points. I'm on 25. Prevo stagnant on 17.
I've got a long way to go and not much time left to do it.
That's right. Hey, guys, checking in with the newsroom next with Jess. Plus, after 7 o'clock, we're talking hairdresser horror stories at New FM. Good morning.
New FM.
This is The Novos.
Right across Newcastle, you're waking up with The Novos. The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's fine.
Hey, everybody.
Turn it up when you wake up. This is The Novos. And the mics are on now.
We got talking yesterday after I was baby shamed at a salon for not wanting kids about
awful
some
story.
Of those. I know. But the thing is, just the really dodgy experiences that you've had at a salon. So we're talking, I went to one in Jesmyn a while ago. This is like 5 or 6 years ago. And I used to have like shortish hair on one side and really long hair on the other. And I said, look, can you just shave the short side
yep.
and keep all the length?
That was a Rihanna vibe.
It was
wasn't
a very
it?
Rihanna, yeah, a bit yeah. of Miley Cyrus kind of vibe going on. And she basically cut like 2 inches from the top, and I went into my car and cried my eyes out. And then Maddie was like, he had a similar experience.
At the same
like, chain of salons.
I've never had a good experience. Maybe one in the... look, we're all suckers because we keep going back to this particular chain.
We
right.
hope they'll get
maybe
better.
One good time, but they don't. And they have a high turnover of staff as well. So, like, you can never really... Hairdressers... Going to a hairdresser is, like, such an experience. Like, you yeah. need to be comfortable with the person, you know, build some rapport.
Yeah.
But when that happens, you really lose a lot of trust.
See, I was really depressed because my actual hairdresser, her name's Jess, she's my best friend's cousin. She was my hairdresser for years. She recently closed down her salon, I think due to COVID, and I love going there because I'm... When it comes to going to a salon, I'm very weird with the awkward talk, especially if you're in the chair for like 3 hours like I was getting my hair done. You don't know really what to talk about. Luckily, she was kind of like family to a degree, so I could have that conversation, and she knew exactly what I wanted with my hair. But when you don't know the person, you don't really know how to articulate what you want done.
Do you know what my horror story is? Same chain of hairdressers.
Which yeah. we're still not naming, by
we're
the
not
way.
We're not going to name, no.
Of course not. That I have like a little bit of a complex about the small like bald patch I have on the top of my head. It's not even like a bald patch. It's just thinning.
Slightly thinning.
They caused my anxiety about that bald patch because every time I go in there, you're thinning a little bit on top there. Like, you want me to shave the whole thing? No, I don't want you to shave the whole thing. I want you to do it how I asked you to do
it. Exactly. But we want to know on 13109 your hairdressing horror story.
It's psychologist.
If you can put the accent on like Maddie does, even better. But yeah. We want to know. 13, 10, 09.
If you've had drama at a hairdresser, like has it all gone wrong? They cut it wrong.
Let's chop your hair off, okay? Hey guys, taking your calls. Hairdresser horror stories. 13, 10, 09 after Queen. Another one bites the dust. I sing this to hairdressers all the time. Another one. Here we go. It's 105.3 New FM. 7:05. Queen, another one bites the dust in UFM. Look at it outside, guys. It is grim.
It doesn't look good.
Raining all day, tops of 15 degrees right across the Hunter. 13:10:09 this morning. We're after your hairdresser horror stories.
Yeah. Yeah, Maddie and I have had some pretty bad experience at hairdressers. I just remembered one of the other ones. Now, any ladies can, if you've had balayage, you'll get me here. Basically, I don't know if you
What's
guys...
What's balayage?
Where it's like they keep your normal root colour and then they go...
So they're doing half a job, essentially.
Yeah, essentially, yeah.
So is it cheaper?
Do you charge double?
No, because there's apparently more skill into it. But the thing is, any ladies who have had balayage will understand what I mean here. They tease the roots of your hair, basically, and then they put the things on. Anyway... When you go get it, like the bleach washed out, they normally condition the roots and then brush it out, right, to make it nice and smooth. The last time I went, this is the same lady who baby shamed me, did not condition it, right, and she's got the brush. And have you ever had really long knotty hair before?
No, I can't say I have. Creva used to have an afro.
Oh,
yeah,
nice.
Oh yes, it did get a bit knotty, actually, now you mention it.
Imagine this, though, really knotty hair, and normally conditioner gets all those knots out. She's sitting there with my scalp in the sink, scraping my hair out of my scalp. This is the same lady, and I'm good 10, 15 minutes of doing this. My scalp was so sore.
You are way too polite. I would have got up and said, what the hell are you doing?
Yeah, it was tempting.
I'm not paying for this.
Goodbye.
At this point, there was a child in the store, so I couldn't use the language that I really wanted.
So replace the first letter with another one and then
yeah,
you still have the same
yeah,
impact.
Pretty
What's
much.
What fire truck are you doing?
But it turns out a lot of people in Newcastle have hairdresser horror stories.
That's absolutely right.
All right, let's go to the phones this morning. Going to Sharon first. Hey, Sharon, how are you?
Yeah, good, guys. How are you?
Yeah, going well, thank you. Now, what's your story?
Well, we're in COVID lockdown, needed a haircut. So I shaved my head off back to skin.
Oh, wow.
And then my grandson, he comes over and he goes, oh, Nanny, that's amazing. Can you cut my hair? And I said, yeah, no worries, mate. So I cut his inner mohawk.
Oh, cute.
And then my other grandson, he's Parramatta supporter and Gutho is his hero. Yeah. He's got his hair cut like Guzzo. He's all shaved around the outside and got his little ponytail on top.
Oh, cute.
So you need a hairdresser.
You've become the horror hairdresser by the sounds of it.
I have.
You sound
I
like a hero
have.
To them, though.
Oh, they're excited.
Oh,
they're
that's
so
gorgeous.
Related.
Sharon,
but, you know,
what are
I
you doing to your
hair
family?
Like you, Meg.
Pardon?
I used to wear my hair like you were saying, shaved at the side with the flip over when I was younger. Oh, yeah, that was the great
haircut. It was
the best. That.
Absolutely.
Hey, Sharon, talk us through what tools of the trade you have. Like, are you doing it with, like, kitchen scissors, or do you have the proper setup?
Do you have those scissors where you cut it where you have the two fingers behind?
No. I just borrowed the guy in the first unit's clippers and and I shaved our head. And then he turned around last night and he says, listen, Ducky needs a haircut too, so he's going to have a mohawk as well today.
Oh, you need to start charging these people.
So, you know, don't come around because we're in lockdown. I can't do any haircuts.
But if they're all living together, it's absolutely fine.
I think I might need, you know what, I don't have a hairdresser right now. I might need to go see Shaz.
So true. Hairdresser horror stories. Good morning, Katie.
Morning.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Excellent. Tell us your story. What happened?
So I was a teenager at high school, maybe year eight. I go into this hairdresser salon, which is known for great pricing, very cheap, and sitting
only
there in
cuts.
This chair. Yeah. Well, they washed the hair first before cutting, and then they plugged in the hairdryer, and there was this big pop, and the hairdryer caught on fire, which caught my hair on fire. So they're like patting my head, trying to put the fire out. I had like maybe 2 inches left of hair in one spot because it singed it all off.
Katie.
It was horrible.
You know, that happened to Michael Jackson during his Pepsi commercial. He never recovered. It was a big bald spot on the top of his head forever. Do you have any scarring?
Look, I had to sort of style it a certain way for a bit. Luckily, my scalp didn't catch on fire, just the hair.
Oh, my gosh.
But that same hairdresser had like a beauty section in it too, so I stopped getting my hair cut there because it was too frightening.
Yeah.
And, they actually burnt me and scarred me under my arms for a first wax, which was before my year 10 form.
Oh, my God.
Are you a glutton for punishment?
Yeah, a little bit. I just wanted to support locals, you know, do that sort of thing, but it doesn't always work out.
You know what, Katie? Honestly, if I could give you a gold star, I would. That is the exact type of story we were looking for today. Thank you.
Unbelievable.
Godspeed to you.
I'm sitting here in shock that... Oh, no.
You got off easy, Meg.
I did. Like, I thought ripping half my hair out was bad, but my God.
Actually, at least there wasn't flames involved.
No.
You were not on fire. You've got to consider that a win.
I can't complain.
Jackson's live in lockdown right now. Hey, man, how are you?
Good morning. I'm well. How are you all?
Good, thank you. Hairdresser horror stories. Tell us about yours. Do you have any? You get a lot of haircuts.
Yeah, I get a lot of haircuts. I'm kind of like, my hair is so long at the moment. But no, all good. I've got to really trust you to touch my hair.
Man, your hair, I noticed on your story, is getting close to the weekends. Like, the weekend has like a really specific, like, tiny afro. Jackson's is getting there, I feel.
Yeah, it's getting there. My hair's very versatile at the moment, which I'm loving. So, no, all good in the hood.
Oh, very good. What's the goss up next? What's on the way?
Chris Hemsworth. Why you are not going to see him in this new celebrity advert promoting the vaccine? Also, Tiffany Hall has lost it in lockdown. She's posted an Instagram video. If you don't know her, she's that ex-Biggest Loser trainer, and it's so relatable. So I'm going to play you the audio.
Excellent. Details nice next at New FM 7:15. Yeah, this is 105.3 New FM. It's 7:22 with the Novos. Crossing to producer Jackson now, guys, live in lockdown for What's the Goss?
Cameron, you stop taking pictures of yourself. Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos. I gotta testify. All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
It's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm let you finish.
Oh, we miss you. How long has it been since we've seen you in the flesh, Jackson? It's been ages, right?
Yeah, well,
4 weeks, 5 weeks, six, seven?
No, it's officially been 10 weeks. Oh. I had annual leave beforehand, so it's been 12 weeks for us.
Oh, my God. No wonder. I've actually forgotten what your face looks like.
Well, I can remind you, very beautiful, a solid 10.
Thank you. Now I remember perfectly.
Hey, man, what's making goss today?
So it's interesting to watch how celebrities are handling this COVID-19 lockdown. I mean, remember Sam Smith breaking down on his Instagram live feed? Well, now we've got some Australians doing it. Do you remember Tip Hall, the Ninja Warrior woman who's like, yo, the Biggest Loser trainer? Who's the,
yes,
she refers
yeah.
to herself as the blonde ninja.
I'm just so Googling now. Oh, yes. Yeah.
Michelle Bridges yeah. hated her.
That's yeah. right. I forgot about
she
that.
She was my favourite trainer on The Biggest Loser. She only lasted about 2 seasons. I think she was a little bit too nice. She posted on her Instagram story, because she's recently come out saying that she suffers chronic fatigue, so she yeah. can't exercise anymore. And I think she's just posted one of the most relatable things of her just crying in lockdown, just getting her stuff together, being like, I'm having a moment. Take a listen.
Oh, God. Having one of those mornings. So, I don't know. I just feel really like, is this life? Like, is this it? Like, just so sick of it. I'm sure everyone feels the exact same. Can't do anything. Oh, man. And the news is getting to me.
Wow.
See, I loved it. She had a podcast a couple of years ago, and her podcast actually encouraged me to give up soft drink altogether.
Really?
Yeah. That's cool. What yeah. a cool story.
And I think she's amazing, and I'm really, really sad that she's
yeah, going
through this.
I don't know what it is about this week, but like I have had like at least 3 of my friends message me going through some like mental health things.
Yeah.
It's just getting to that stage, isn't it?
And it's
yeah.
it is full on. You hear that and you just go, that is somebody who is just having a really bad day.
Yeah.
Like a really bad day.
Let me tell you this, Maddie. I was talking to Lizzie, your housemate, last night about this, and I was saying that everyone in Sydney that I know that I'm friends with,
yeah.
and myself included, got to about late week four, early week five, and you go through that motion. Once you push past it, you realize that, like, this is just it. You live in a state of delirium. It's kind of nice after it, but, like...
Great advice. Like,
so is this what we have to look dip. Forward to?
Yeah, look forward to the dip, but my phone's always on.
Yeah.
Also, too, let's move on to Chris Hemsworth, because I don't know if you've heard, but the government's recruited all the Aussie celebs to promote the vaccine in one giant advert. Did you hear this?
No, I haven't heard about this. Is this this rolling out soon, I'm guessing, yeah?
Yes, it is. And they gave celebrities the opportunity to jump the queue and get the vaccine in return. They had to jump on this advertising campaign to promote the vaccine to their fans so people will go out and get it. So Chris Hemsworth was, like, super eager to get back to work because, like, obviously all the Hollywood studios were saying you have to be vaccinated to be able to film. So he was going to jump on board, but then he could get the vaccine elsewhere, so they lowered the ages of like AstraZeneca, so he decided to not jump on board because he doesn't want to force it down people's throat and have like a bit of a PR problem.
Yeah, good move. I think good move for him. Like his personal health should come first anyway over an ad.
Yeah, so he's saying he's not an anti-vaxxer. He's 100% on board of the vaccine because people were like, ooh, Chris Hemsworth.
Well, he does live in Byron, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Two things, you hear those two things, you go, is he, what's going on there? But it's just purely so he could get it sooner, right? Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine.
He just wanted to get it sooner, but he doesn't want to force it down people's throat. But he did post that little Instagram story, and did you hear that he's selling that mansion apparently in Byron Bay?
No.
So are they going to buy that and turn it into the Westfield it was always destined to be, or?
Potentially. I mean, look, it's all fitted out for it. So
well, Zac Efron is moving back here. So, and I know he's looking for property at the moment in Byron and the surrounds. So maybe he'll buy Chris Hemsworth. All the celebs buy each other's property.
Yeah.
That's weird. Like, that place, really, you see it, there's always photos in the, like, in the paper of it from the air. And it's like, like, it just looks like
a
total...
It's excessive.
It's just like a big flat-roofed parking lot is what it looks like. It just that has zero architectural nuance at all.
But the inside's probably decked out.
Like, oh, I'm sure it's like very, you know, it has, you know, 59 bathrooms, but it, like so does the Westfield.
I don't really care what my house looks like from the sky as long as it looks
good
on the inside.
You know what? I would love, Jackson, when you move to LA, I'm going to come and visit you. And I'm going to pretend to be in the market for like an expensive ex-celebrity's house. And I'm really keen at going to open inspections, like big mansions, just to see how the other half live. Like, imagine going inside of that. It's so big. Like, what's in there?
We can pretend to be like rich, like I don't know, app developing couple and we're looking for a new house.
Done. That's a show I'd watch.
Thank you, sir. Keep safe. Checking in with Jess in the newsroom next. And then NASA is on the show after the news, guys. He's got a brand new product to promote. He has his own video game.
This is going to be good. Or bad. Oppo.
7:28. Good morning.
UFM.
The Novos.
Right across Newcastle, you're waking up with the Novos. Turn it up when you wake up.
So NASA, of course, a fixture on this show, and he's apparently got a brand new video game to promote. Now, this is not really something I thought would be right in his sort of area. So just going over some of the things he's done in the past, he, of course, had his signature tote bag. That was big for him when he got his blue tick.
He sent us one of those, actually.
That's right.
Useful.
Very, very useful. And
to
very
take the recycling down.
Perfect for that. He then had his swag, which included one of those little things that hang in your car to give off a nice smell.
Oh, the air freshener.
Air freshener.
Well, NASA claimed, right, this air freshener was a NASA-themed air freshener for your car.
Mm.
It's actually just a surfboard.
But not, did he come up with the scent? That is
no,
I don't.
I think he just bought it and just wrote NASA on the packaging.
The only thing he actually personalised was like a bumper sticker.
That's right. So, look, he's had a few businesses over the years. There was also his online YouTube TV show.
Oh, that's right, yes.
That was big as well. He's been on... Look, he's had a lot over the years. He's, of course, got his personal training business, which I think is probably a bit stuck at the moment.
Yeah.
But he's this new business of a video game. We're all fascinated to hear about it. What kind of video game will it be? How is he promoting it? How are the sales going? We got so many questions and so little NAS.
Okay. Thank you for that. Catching up with NASA after Tones and I. This is Dance Monkey at New FM 7:36. Good morning. Tones and I, Dance Monkey at New FM with the Novos 7:40:15. The top right across the Lower Hunter today. Guys, and our mate NASA is here.
My name is NASA. I'm from season 5, and you best know me for my outspoken, outrageous comments. I'm the only person that says it how it is.
They're plebs. Nobodies. I'm a rock star. I'm the people's celebrity. I am Mr. Reality.
That's right. Mr. Reality is here.
Good morning. Good morning and good morning to you and your lovely listeners. I hope everyone's safe.
That's right.
You too, Ness.
We are keeping safe. How are you doing, man?
Mate, really well. Actually, I've been really busy. As you know, I've got my game. We've invented a NAS game that I can play against anyone that I don't like, really. And the first one off the ranks was Bryce.
Good.
I was gonna do Cameron from Cameron and Jules, but my friends that helped me put it together said, "Nah, no one knows him. Forget about it. Let's just do Bryce. Everyone doesn't like him, so we put Bryce on." So and you can actually play. It took hours. I'm telling you,
NASA. Tell us about the game. What kind of game is it? What's it called?
Well, you can go on my Instagram and go. You've got to go through like a link and click on it. What it is actually, it's just me coming up behind like a photo of the world, and then you see the villain's face come down, and I've got to shoot them off.
Like a Space Invaders type game.
Yeah, it's a Space Invaders. Exactly, it's exactly like a Space Invaders where you use your finger to swipe. It's basically swiping to hit the person, and then they go away. So it's, and I've had, no word of a lie, 19,000 plays.
Wow.
Jeez.
Phenomenal. Yeah, that's phenomenal. Seriously, 19,000 plays. Not views. Views have had about 12,000 or something. But people playing it, 19,000. So that's sort of... So now I know sort of a little bit about it. I'm going to change the characters maybe every now and then. I'll change the villains, the characters.
This is brilliant.
Who's next on the list then after Bryce?
What's that? Sorry?
Who's next on the list of your villains?
Well, we don't know. I might do The Bachelor next because, you know, whoever's current. Because he's quite boring. So I might sort of do him and flick him off next.
Ness, there's no need for that language.
Well, you know, once you flick them off, that's...
Oh, is that what you're doing?
NASA. I've just pulled up NASA's Instagram here, at NASA Sultan. So you click on you click on Linktree, right? Yeah. And it says new game.
Yeah.
NASA really versus Gonzo.
Gonzo.
You're also flogging personalized shout outs for just $10.
That's right, but seriously, I mean, who does it? Who thinks of that? Nobody. I mean, everyone's busy taking selfies and taking their clothes off and joining male masks only or fans only or whatever. I do games and it's fun. But listen, before you go, though, I need to say this. Meg, how are you fitting in, darling? I've heard a lot of good stuff about you.
Oh, thanks, darling. Yeah, the boys have been very supportive, so that's been really good.
Yeah, no, you're in good hands there, Meg. I am, absolutely.
Hands. Although, I have to say, your game, I just played it then, and I failed twice in a row.
Yeah, it's really hard. I've just had a go as well.
What, you're no good?
No, yeah, no, it's a good game. I'm just really bad at games.
You've got to practice, Meg. Meg, you've got to practice.
I will do it for the rest of the show. You guys are good for your... on your own?
Yeah, we can just run the show. So, Nas, do you think this is going to be like a competitor? I know one of the big games at the moment, obviously, is Fortnite. Do you think you're going to... Is this a competitor for Fortnite, or is it more of a...
Well, I see it as a game for the whole family to play, and we can change the villain from any reality TV. So if you don't like someone from reality TV, we can go up against them. So that's where it's great. Because you can change the villains, so all the other games are sort of set, you know?
Can we slide into your DMs on Insta then and just give our requests for future villains?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. I request them, we can change the villains. I can change the villains for you and we can shoot them off. But maybe The Bachelor's next because he's sort of like, you know, he's current and that. And after that, I might even do, because there's a whole thing on The Voice, I don't know if you've heard, there's a whole sort of little bit of a unrest on The Voice where these people are bringing in their family members and
that's that, right.
Last night, Jessica Mowboy's backup singer was on.
Who?
And Jessica Mowboy, whatever.
Mowboy?
Mowboy.
Who's that?
Oh, Ness.
Whatever you say her last name, whatever bloody it is, you know. I will call her Moo Moo. Jessica Moo Moo, as backup singer, was on. And she gets through. Can you believe she gets through? Like, we've had Kyrgios' sister, we've had Sebastian's brother, now the whole family. I mean, this is outrageous.
Well, did you see, NASA, that Jessica Moo Moo, Jessica Mowboy's niece is on the show this year?
That's right. That's what I'm saying. So not just her backup singer, the niece.
But her family.
Are you accusing The Voice of nepotism, NASA?
Yeah, 100%. And, you know, it's sort of, you know, the Hillsong Church is not interested in it, don't you? And I said that on my latest video. There's a big Hillsong Church influence.
Oh, the conspiracies continue. NASA...
Before you go, I'm just going to do a quick spoiler. You don't have to agree with me on this. You don't have to say anything because you guys might get in trouble, but I'm allowed to get in trouble. Just a big spoiler. Holly wins The Bachelor. Just to let you know, quickly.
What?
Holly wins The Bachelor.
Oh,
is that a confirmed thing?
Yeah.
I don't know, NASA.
What's your source then, NASA?
I tell you what. Let's make a small bet. Right? Let's say if NASA's right, Meg will run the show for a whole week.
Oh, that's not fair.
A week, get a week off. Okay.
No. win for me.
No, you guys don't. You'll sit there, but Meg will tell you what to do for a whole week.
I don't see any benefit to this.
Well, NASA,
it's going to be Dean Lewis all day, every day.
Or I tell you what, if I'm right, I'm going to have you two on my game as the villains.
Okay, I mean, yeah, do that.
All right, that sounds good.
I'm calling BS on that. So
all right, okay,
we'll
all
see
right,
what happens. You. We'll catch
we'll
up soon.
We'll see what happens. Remember, we'll catch up soon. Love you lot. See
Love
you guys.
You.
NASA, the entrepreneur, video game developer, he's everything, isn't he? Sticker entrepreneur.
Failable now.
Did you say failable?
I said available.
Oh, right. All of it sound reasonable.
Thank you, sir. Birthday Lotto is up next.
Yeah, $800 up for grabs. What month are we looking for?
It's come up September.
September. So if you're born in September and you want $800, you've got to give us a call now. 131009.
This is The Novos.
New FM.
Delamitri at New FM 754 with the Novos. It is miserable out there today. Great day to stay at home. 15 degrees, the top on the coast, guys.
Oh, my gosh.
The Novos Birthday Lotto. All you need is a birthday. Newcastle's easiest cash contest.
Oh, thank you so much.
Starts now.
They say you got to put money away for a rainy day. Well, today's the rainy day, and we have $800 up for grabs. All you got to do is be born in September.
That's right. For your chance at it, let's meet our contestant.
All right. Let's go to Peter this morning. He's working as a service technician for appliances and has five kids. Peter, now, how are you feeling? Geez, 3 weeks into lockdown. Are you going insane?
Yeah, slightly.
Give us the ages of your five kids.
What have we got?
That doesn't know kids.
List. A terrible question there.
Yeah, just rough. Okay, what about the rough range? We'll take that.
Well, we've got from 5 to 16.
There we go.
Okay.
All right, that'll do. Close enough.
Good stuff. All right, man, $800. Are you spending it on yourself, your other half, or the five balls and chains around your neck?
Yeah, probably a little bit of all.
Oh, good.
Okay. Nice
good,
one, man. Good. Treat yourself a little bit.
All right, spin these birthday balls, Meg. Here we go.
All right.
There we go.
Okay, Peter, were you born on the 12th of September?
Oh, nope.
No? What are we?
13.
Oh!
One away.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Jeez. Sorry, Peter. Enjoy your day, man. Thank you.
It's nice
bloody
to talk
hell,
to you.
Meg. Meg strikes
my
again.
My fault.
The one-off Meg.
To be fair, I had a dream last night that this went off.
Really?
At $800. So hopefully
you start dreaming about work, Meg. You need to think of other things, darling.
Yeah, but there is another chance, though, before 9 o'clock.
Yeah, exactly.
It could go off again.
My dream could come true.
I used to have, like I feel it in the waters type predictions for this game.
You've given up on that, haven't you?
It's not accurate.
It was never work.
No. Hey, guys, back before 9 o'clock, checking in with the newsroom next at New FM. Good morning.
Newcastle's 105.3 New FM.
The Novos. This is The Novos.
Right across Newcastle, you're waking up with The Novos. The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's fine.
Hey, everybody.
Turn it up when you wake up. This is The Novos. And the mics are on now.
Bit of fun coming up next. I know in lockdown, a lot of partners are getting frustrated with one another. So I have my best mate, right? He threw out his partner's PS2 because he was playing it too much.
That's a bit brutal.
Threw it out.
That's full on, isn't
it? In the bin.
A
bit ridiculous, right? Just because he just was like spending no time with the household. He was locking himself away. And he's like, nah, I've had enough. Rips it out straight down the garbage chute.
That could cause a bit of tension.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
It did. Well, look, I'm single, so I do what I want. But does this happen with you guys at home? Do they have like your partners have an item that you wish you could throw out?
There's one thing my fiance's had since we've been together, I've known him. And it's so stupid, but I just don't want it in the house anymore. It's a panda onesie. He's just turned 35.
No.
And he owns a guarantee. He was 29 when I met him. Fair enough. Onesies were a big thing. But it's a panda onesie. Get rid of it.
And does he wear it all the time?
He doesn't wear it all the time, but it's taking up valuable space for my clothes in the cupboard.
So is that the only reason you don't like it? Or is
it's
it because
ugly.
It's a panda
onesie?
It's just
ugly. It's just ugly.
Really annoying. For me, there was like... there was this bag of old handbags that Emmy didn't use anymore.
Yeah.
And this thing has been like traveling around our bedroom to different spots in the room for about 6 months now. So at first it was like in one corner of the room, and then I'm like did a clean up and moved it into like I put it in her part of the closet. She didn't want it there, so it like went to another corner of the room, and then it went to like my part of the closet for a while.
Get rid of it, right?
So on the weekend we actually did a spring clean. I'm like, that thing has got to go. Finally, it's out.
We're providing a service here this morning. It's called the Novos Throwaway Hotline. We are providing an essential service to frustrated couples out there this morning. We have a couple of prizes here that we're going to try and bribe your partner with to try and throw out the thing that you want them to throw out.
Yeah, we want something that's, like, important to the partner, so to create a bit of drama, essentially.
Yeah, absolutely. So a couple of great prizes, 13-10-09. We put this up on Facebook yesterday. Mate, it went off. Yeah. So many great replies. I have found a woman, though, that is very scorned. She's not happy. We'll do it after Tom Grennan. A little bit of love at New FM. Good morning. Tom Grennan at 105.3 New FM. It's 10 past 8, 15 the top, right across the Lower Hunter today. Raining all day, guys, and we are launching the first and only throwaway hotline on 13-10-09. The Novos. Yeah, that's right. We're helping couples. You know when your partner has that, like, dirty, stinky old shirt or maybe some old slippers that they just hang on to? You want to throw them out. You've been wanting to throw them out for years, but they have some sort of weird emotional attachment to the item. What we're going to do here this morning is we've got a couple of prizes lined up, and we're going to try and tempt your partner to throw that item that you want in the bin in exchange for the really cool prize that we have.
Yeah.
That's right. This is the, it's like temptation sort of situation, isn't
pretty
it?
Pretty much.
Let's find out how sentimental that item really is.
Absolutely. Right. Let's meet a lady today.
It's Anna.
Hey, Anna. How are you this morning?
Good, thanks, guys. How are you?
Really good. I guess tell us the story of this item, first of all.
Okay, well, my husband has a really old recording of a Knights game on VHS. But the thing is that that game has been taped over the top of our wedding video.
No. No.
Now, this is full on because was it like an important game or what happened there?
Apparently, I'm not really into it, but apparently it was a pretty special Knights game.
Was he in the crowd or something? Is that why you taped
it?
No.
He's just at home.
Okay, Anna, talk us through when it happened. Obviously, if it was a VHS, we're talking like a while back, yeah?
90s.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was in a year of us getting married.
Oh, the same year as well.
Oh. Yeah.
What reaction did you have? That is absolutely crushing.
I was shocked. and then it's turned into a bit of a story for the last 20 years.
Now, to have footage of the Knights back then, that is pretty rare. So
it's pretty special.
It is pretty special. And I guess if you're a big Knights fan, there's no way to get that footage back because it doesn't exist anywhere else. So to destroy that, it would be a big deal, wouldn't it?
Well, plus it's got me walking down the aisle and then Danny Bederis getting tackled, so it's.
So is there still a little bit of footage of the marriage?
I think so. We actually checked it last night. It's a bit of a mix.
Oh my God,
this is full on. So if this thing gets destroyed, we're talking two major memories.
Yeah.
So what we've got is some prizes, and we're going to, I guess, try and see if we can tempt you guys to destroy it.
Yeah, we've got hubby James on the phone. Good morning, James.
G'day, guys.
Oh, James, what a disgrace.
What was the train of thought taping on? Was it, surely it was accidental.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay.
You weren't doing that on purpose.
No. It's not sabotage.
No.
Okay.
What was her reaction like the day she found out you did that? Were there tears or?
No, I think I got sent to the sin bin and I got a long suspension.
Still with the footy puns, James. You haven't learned your lesson.
I like them, though. It's entertainment.
Hey, all right. Well, look, we've got a couple of prizes here for you, James. Obviously, this is very important to you. So we're going to try and tempt you to throw out this Knights tape, like, / your old wedding tape.
Obviously, the Knights footage, is it very special? Like, what's the deal with the game? Because we don't know what's going on there.
Yeah, it was just a normal game, but we ended up scoring 70 points.
Pretty cool game.
That's a rarity for the Knights these days. So
yeah, you don't want to chuck that out.
No.
Oh, plus it's our wedding video.
Oh yeah, of course. That's the secondary thing apart from the Knights scoring 70 points.
All right, well, let's run through some prizes here. Like, obviously, you guys are open to this morning. All right, now, James, we've got a couple of prizes here. Feel free to say no, of course.
Yeah.
We're going to run through our first prize right now, James. Here we go. Trevo. Prize number one.
And a $50 Anaconda gift card. So, obviously, Anaconda got a lot of good, like, fishing gear
camping
and camping
gear.
Stuff, that sort of thing. Would that tempt you to destroy the night's video that has caused so much drama in your relationship?
That is pretty tempting.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Well, you don't know what the next prize is. It could be like could really be worse. Bad something, or it could be really yeah. good.
So the next prize, if you go to listen to the next prize, you can't get the Anaconda gift card back.
All right. Let's risk it.
You're going to risk it for the biscuit? Excellent.
Yeah. All right. The next prize is...
So the Anaconda gift card has now been burnt. This is what is possible. You could have a craft beer and barbecue meat pack from Chops and Hops. Now, what this includes is 8 craft beers, so from all around New South Wales, 6 150-gram Wagyu patties, 1 kilo of lamb cheese and chive sausages, 1 kilo of lamb loin chops, they're the good ones, or 4 200-gram beef rumps. So, pretty amazing, and this is what could be yours.
Pushing $200 in value right here, yeah. All to throw out a stinky old tape. What's your decision, James?
Are you gonna
I'll go that. Beer and meat, of course.
Goodbye, wedding video.
I think you are at a really nice barbecue after this.
Absolutely. Exactly. Are you happy with that result, Anna? You got something back at least.
Yeah, yeah. You know that he renamed our wedding tape Perfect Match?
This story just keeps getting better. Guys, thanks for having fun with us this morning.
That was awesome. Of course, we will try and get the video of the destruction happening.
Oh, absolutely. We
That's the
that.
Only way if you want to trade in for the prize. How incredible.
Good stuff, guys.
Up next, Maddie, yesterday on the show, you were mentioning that after your experience with your kitten and how it was causing you a little bit of drama, you said you didn't think that you could become a father. You thought it would be
jump,
too...
I know.
You were like, it's like having the kitten is too much work already. I don't think I could do it. I actually...
At least I'm honest with myself.
I actually think you'd make a good dad.
Thank you, but I don't believe you.
We've got a little, I guess, challenge for you up next to see if you think after this that we could work this out and you could become a father.
Okay.
We've got a little challenge, a little test that we're going to run, okay?
Right,
we'll do this up next.
8:18 at New FM, good morning.
The Novos, when you wake up on New FM.
Pink, Blow Me, One Last Kiss at 105.3 New FM. It's 8:25, raining all day today, guys, 15 degrees. Looking at the news, apparently, I don't know if you guys know what this is, a bomb cyclone is headed for New South Wales over the next 48 hours. Mm. What's a bomb cyclone?
I've never heard of that in my entire life.
I'm guessing it just, like, comes real quick. I don't know.
Bomb style. Who's your daddy? Yeah, a little challenge for you, Maddie, because yesterday you were saying, oh, that your little cat has been causing so much drama that you didn't believe that you could be a father. But in the past, I know you've said that you actually do want to be a father at some point.
You know, my whole life growing up, I dreamed of being a dad. I thought I'd be
so
a great
cute.
Dad. Obviously, it's not that easy for me now with my situation. Mm. Obviously, you know, I don't like women. So that adds an extra layer of difficulty
complexity.
To the whole thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't think I'd be a very good dad. Like, I've been by myself too long now, I think.
Yeah, but you say that, but I actually think you'd be a great father. And I think that the cat biting your finger or whatever, yes, that is annoying, but I think you could get through it. So I thought what we could do is throw out a bit of a challenge for you and I guess give you like a little, I guess, taste of what it would be like,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I know in high school, like in some of the classes, they had the fake babies that you'd have to take home with you for like a week. Do you reckon a week's too long, Greedo?
I think a week's probably too long. I think, obviously, as well, being FM radio, people don't have that kind of attention span. So I thought maybe what we can do is one night.
One night, okay.
One night.
Now, we obviously can't get a real baby because that's illegal and stuff.
Yeah.
And those, we actually contacted the fake baby company to see if they wanted to get involved. They apparently have been burnt by the comedy of media and didn't want on a bar of the whole situation. So we've gone for the next best thing, which is the Kmart crying baby doll. Now, this is brilliant timing because this is actually on sale right now. Was $16, now $15. So not only is Maddie getting the baby doll experience, but we're also getting a sweet, sweet saving.
I love
of $1.
How you guys have taken the lead on this. You're not parents either.
No, of course not. But it's
yes,
entertaining.
But I'm not questioning my own parenting abilities like you are.
Yeah, that's right. And we need to bring your confidence
exactly.
back. That's
you,
the
you
issue.
The thing is, you want to be a dad. You need to get ready for this kind of thing. And this is what we're trying to do. We're trying self-improvement.
Okay. So, I mean, what really am I going to do with it? Like, you know what? Get up once a night. I'm pretty sure I could do that.
I think it's going to be a little bit
more than once a night.
So what are you guys expecting from me? You want me to treat this child, this fake baby, as if it were human.
Your child.
That's right.
Your child.
And I think that one of the key things is experiencing getting up through the night multiple times and soothing
slack.
It.
Yeah.
Soothing
that
this. Soothing the crying baby, right?
We get up so early.
Yeah,
sleep is very important to me.
If you're going to be doing breakfast radio and having a baby, this is going
to
be life.
That's right. You're going to have this is your career, right? To be a breakfast radio host. So you need to experience what it's like.
Can I give the baby a name?
Of course you can. You can do whatever you want.
I'll think of that.
That's right. So there's something to work on.
As long as he can name the baby, he's all for it, apparently.
Well, being a Kmart baby, though, like, I don't think it's really that technologically advanced. I'm just saying. So how will we time all of this?
We'll work it out. What we'll do is we'll figure out. We've got in the news because it's news time now. But all would like your input on 13 10 09. None of us have kids.
No.
How many times should Maddie wake up through the night to soothe the baby? What else does he need to be prepared for?
What are some
for?
Of the other jobs?
Like feeding and nappy changing. How many times do you get up of a night when you've had a newborn? We need to pass this information on to Maddie.
Yeah, 13 10 09. We'll do it after the news. We're going to organise Maddie's baby challenge.
Yep.
Okay, next at New FM. Good morning.
The Novos now.
Newcastle's 105.3 New FM.
How does a penguin build its house?
Welcome to Tuesday. Great day to stay at home. 15 the top, raining all day right across the Hunter. This is New FM with the Novos, and we're doing my daddy challenge right now.
That's your dream, isn't it?
Well, Maddie's going to become a dad for what, one day? One day, is that all we're handling? One night, not even a full 24.
You guys don't trust me with a plastic baby for more than a night.
No, we trust you. I just don't think you trust yourself. This is why we're doing this.
You're trying to build up your confidence because, you know, so you got a little bit of it knocked out of you after you've had this little kitten that's been, you know, biting you during your sleep and stuff, causing a bit of drama.
Just realised how much I love my own time.
Yeah. Well, we're trying to work out, you know, how many times he'll have to get out throughout the night. Well, what he exactly has to do, and that's what we're relying on you for. 13 10 09.
What can we call this fake baby today? Let's call it Ebenezer.
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 Where did that come from, out of curiosity?
Ebenezer Scrooge. This is going to be a very tight baby. Yeah. Like tight on the money.
Absolutely.
never giving you any of its money.
All right, very good. Well, let's take some calls because I don't know how many times a baby even like wakes up at night.
Robbie, this is what we need.
First up, hey, Robbie.
Good morning, lovely people.
Good morning, my dear. Okay, set me up here, Robbie. Baby Ebenezer, it's an ugly-looking baby. It's very unhappy. How many times a night do you think I should be getting up?
Are you breastfeeding or bottle feeding, maybe?
Well, let's just say I'm breastfeeding. Let's pretend.
Okay, well, it could be every 2 hours.
Every two hours. Okay, now some people I know, now in my very limited knowledge about rearing a baby, Robbie, I do know that some women have to like express the breast milk themselves. It doesn't come out. Is that true? Some use a machine. That's what I'm getting at.
Yeah, a pump. It's called a breast pump.
There we go. Now, how long does it take to use the breast pump? Let's assume that I need to use one.
It depends how quickly your milk flows.
Average.
Okay.
Average, probably 5 minutes, 10 minutes.
Okay, so you got to...
how a baby feeds.
Yeah, right.
Can I actually drink a glass of milk when I'm doing this?
You probably could.
Dramatic effect.
Water would be better.
Okay, very good.
Water's better.
So 5 minutes. So how many times a night?
Well, my first breastfed every 2 hours for the first 16 weeks.
So if I go to bed at 9 o'clock and I wake up at 4, 3 times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or, yeah.
For 5 to 10 minutes.
Every 4 hours if
Oh, you can't make up your mind. I'm into the latter, though. The 4 hours. Yeah, 4 hours.
Just go to bed at midnight, get up at 4. Job's a good one.
All right.
It depends if you have a piggy or not.
It's wet, wet.
Okay. Well, let's say 3 times. I think that's a fair amount of times for me to wake up.
For about
5 to 10
Thank
minutes.
Thank you, Robbie. Okay. Appreciate your call.
Sharon, you've got some tips on routine?
Hello.
Hello.
I just think that, Maddie, you'll handle it really well.
Oh, thank you. That's sweet.
It's all about routine, okay? You know, like, you've got to set a routine and, you know, the hot bath before bed.
Oh, the bath. I forgot about that. You're not washing the baby once a night, are you, Sharon?
You know, you have to have a bath every day. Like, come on. We're in COVID lockdown, but we still have a bath, you know.
Babies need baths.
They do.
Cats lick themselves.
It relaxes them.
Okay, so that will help, like, them sleep into the night. So how long does bath time usually take?
Oh, that depends how much fun you want to have. You know, if you're going to, like...
Limited fun, as fast as possible.
Limited fun. You could probably get away 10 minutes, I reckon. You could probably give it a bath, you know. I haven't, since I bathed the baby.
Wow. And how many times a night do you, like, need to change the nappy? Do you just leave them, like, soggy until you wake up yourself the next day?
No, Maddie, no.
No?
You know, like, the only reason a baby cries is if they're usually hungry, wet, or, you know, there's something else going on if they're sick, you know? So you might get away with it, but if they cry, you got to change them.
All right, so how many times do you want me to change a baby Ebenezer?
I reckon probably about 3 times, I reckon. Every time you feed her, you know, you've got to change the bum, you know.
How long does it take to do the change?
Well, you know, you're not very experienced, so it depends. So, but usually only a couple of seconds, you know, a couple of minutes, you know, you're done.
Yeah, right. Good.
So you take the 10-minute feed and you add 2 minutes for the change. So 12 minutes you got to be up for.
Yeah, I reckon. But it depends on your baby, you know. Like, you could have a good one or a bad one.
Can I just leave it in the bassinet without a nappy on and then just look after it later? No, I'm joking.
You cannot.
Thank you, Sharon.
All right. It's time to talk to Ashley. How are you doing this morning?
Hey.
Ashley, you there?
No, Ashley's gone. Let's go to Corey. Hey, Corey, how are you?
Good. How are you guys going?
Good, mate.
Thanks.
Okay, bloke perspective. Here we go. What's your advice?
Well, Maddie, you know I've got a 4-month-old. You know I work in radio.
Okay.
So, you're not going to get much sleep. No matter what. You go to bed at 8 o'clock at night, it doesn't matter. You're not going to get much sleep. That baby's going to have you up every 3 to 4 hours, and you're going to wake up feeling like a zombie. So you need to just roll with the punches, man.
Okay, like, that's your main advice.
Literally, you're going to have to get up and feed the baby.
Oh, well, Corey, ping off. You've got a wife at home doing it. You get to go to work. What does she get to? What does she have to do? You can't be giving me advice. You run away. Thanks, Corey. Typical dad, right?
Yeah. I'm having a terrible time. I have to go to bed at 8 o'clock, and I'm so tired, but really he's off at work.
Roll with those punches.
Roll with the punches.
Well, there we go.
So we've sussed it out. You've got to get up 3 times a night.
Yep.
For about 12 minutes
each. Let's say 12 minutes each. Should we set a time? Or random. I'll set random times throughout the night.
I bet there would be a random alarm app.
Yeah.
That'd be so annoying.
Let's do that. Okay, yeah. Baby Ebenezer, we'll see how we go. Picking him up from the Kmart hospital now.
Click and collecting him from the Kmart hospital. That's where all babies come from, right?
That's right. Birthday Lotto is up next, guys. Worth $800 today.
How good's this?
Now, what month are we looking for?
All right, just spun the wheel, and it has come up as December.
Ooh. All right. If you were born in December, give us a call right now. 13 10 09.
This is the Novos.
New FM. Newcastle.